Governor Rick Scott says 70% of businesses in Florida are exempt from paying the corporate income tax. And now the state is cutting taxes for manufacturers as a way to keep the economy growing. The governor wants to lure more companies like Danfoss Turbocor Compressors, an international manufacturing business that has its home base in Tallahassee. Nancy Stevens with the Manufacturers Association of Florida lobbied for the tax cut.
Not only do we think that it's important for the manufacturers in Florida, but it's important to send the message to the world that Florida is open for manufacturing business.
Stevens says her industry is the base for everything.
You would not be moving any goods on trucks or rail or ships if you did not have manufactured goods. So you have to make something to sell to keep all the other sectors strong.
The governor's office says this is where Florida lags behind other states. We're in the bottom 10 for manufacturing jobs. House Minority Leader Perry Thurston of Fort Lauderdale says the revenue that's lost by cutting the sales tax could be used for transportation and education issues.
To eliminate potential revenue to cover those needs without any type of justification or accountability is just wrong.
Thurston says incentive programs like this one don't require increased productivity or job creation. Tallahassee Representative Michelle Raywinkle-Vasalinda thinks the state offers too many corporate exemptions.
I think we need to go towards a level playing field for all businesses, and we keep picking winners and losers, and I just get a little concerned about that.
Like Thurston and all of the other Democrats in the House, she voted against the tax cut.
I think people were looking at the fact that, you know, do we really need another tax exemption for corporations, especially when the state needs the revenue?
The Department of Economic Opportunity estimates the tax cut will cost the state up to $115 million in revenue, while local governments could lose up to $26 million a year. Florida State University economics professor Randall Holcomb says this issue epitomizes a common political debate in Tallahassee.
I think there sometimes is some, maybe I would call it an anti-business sentiment, or just the idea that, hey, businesses can afford to pay those taxes. Individuals are struggling, so let's put the taxes on the business.
Holcomb agrees with the decision to temporarily drop the tax, but not for the reason most might think.
It eliminates the double tax on manufacturing equipment. When the equipment's bought, you pay the sales tax. Then when whatever is produced is sold, the sales tax is paid again. It's a tax on top of a tax. And also, I don't think it's a bad idea to try to cut business taxes to attract business to Florida.
The legislature approved the tax cut, and Governor Scott signed the bill into law last May. It goes into effect next spring and will sunset after 3 years unless lawmakers extend it. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.